Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with John Brinkman, director of the Centralia R6 School District's Champion Academy. Good afternoon, Mr. Brinkman. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, sir.
We were chatting earlier about the Centralia Public School Foundation. I understand that you've worked with them a little bit.
Yes, we wrote a grant early September, October-ish, and got approved for... Basically, what it is we're going to go around town, starting with the landscaping on the side of our building, and kind of do community service projects to, let's call it, beautify different areas of Centralia.
That is great. And how many students does the Champion Academy have these days?
So far this year, we have had 17 different students come through the program. We are currently at 8 in the building.
What do you see the students doing as part of this beautification?
So they're going to do everything from, we've started kind of the planning phase to once we get the supplies, and obviously it's not, you know, snowing and raining outside, they will do 99% of all the work, finding the places in town to work on, whether it's, you know, the park, what may not. They're going to kind of take the lead, kind of treat it almost as like what you would do in a job, and learn all those different skills, everything from volunteering to landscaping to putting together a project, and then seeing kind of what it looks like when you do all those steps and how good it looks when you're done.
This is not your first rodeo as a professional educator, sir. In your previous school districts, did you have anything like a public school foundation to, pardon my phrase, have your back on initiatives like this?
Yeah, at Fulton, we also had a public school foundation. I did not write any grants as a teacher for that, but I did know they did similar things. But I do know this is the first time that I've been lucky enough to get a grant for my students.
Oh, what's it mean to you and your students to have that type of support, sir?
It's awesome because, I mean, we're getting close to $1,000 for this project, and we wouldn't be able to do the things we're going to do this semester with community service without the grant, because we wouldn't be able to afford the equipment and materials needed to make something like this happen.
Do you think that this is something that you'll try and work with the foundation again in the...
Yeah, we will definitely do it in the future because, I mean, most of the stuff we're getting are going to be supplies that we can continue to use. But as you know, when you do outside service, you may be going through mulch or different materials that you may need. So as that goes, the idea is, you know, each year kind of revisit what big projects we're going to do and then look at the needs we may have.
Well, that's great. Good to hear, sir. Do you, That'll do it then, sir. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.